Most Texas electricity bills contain at least 6 distinct charges, and the one labeled energy charge is rarely the largest driver of your monthly total. Understanding each line item is the only way to compare plans accurately, catch billing errors, and know whether switching providers would save money. This guide walks through a typical Texas residential bill from top to bottom, explains what each charge is, who sets it, and what a normal range looks like. The two-part structure every Texas bill shares. Before examining individual line items, it helps to understand the architecture of every Texas electricity bill. Regardless of which retail electric provider rep you chose, your bill is always split into two categories. Retail energy charges are set by your rep, the company you signed a contract with. These are the costs the provider controls and the ones you can shop around to change. TDU delivery charges are set by your local transmission and distribution utility, TDU, the regulated monopoly that owns the wires and poles in your area. These charges are identical for every customer in that territory, no matter which rep they use. The Public Utility Commission of Texas, PUCT, approves TDU rates, so they are not negotiable and do not change when you switch providers. Knowing this distinction matters because some providers advertise very low energy rates while burying the fact that TDU delivery fees make up a substantial portion of the final bill. In 2024, TDU delivery charges in major Texas territories ranged from roughly 3.5 to 6 cents per kilowatt hour on top of the energy charge, according to PUCT filed tariffs. Line by line, the retail energy charges. Energy charge. This is the cost of the electricity itself, expressed as a rate, multiplied by your usage in kilowatt hours. Kilowatt hours. On a fixed rate plan, this rate stays the same throughout your contract term. On a variable rate plan, it can change month to month based on wholesale market conditions in ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. A competitive fixed energy charge in mid-2025 for a 12-month plan in the Dallas-Fort Worth area runs between 9 and 13 cents per kilowatt hour for the energy component alone, before TDU fees are added. Check the Electricity Facts Label EFL for your plan, a standardized document the PUCT requires every rep to publish to find the exact energy charge rate. Base charge, or customer charge. Many reps assess a flat monthly fee simply for having an active account. This fee typically ranges from $0 to $9.95 per month, depending on the provider and plan. A $9.95 base charge spread over 500 kilowatt hours of usage adds nearly 2 cents per kilowatt hour to your effective rate. A detail that makes low usage plans with base charges more expensive than they appear. Minimum usage fee or bill credit threshold. Some plans advertise a low per kilowatt hours rate, but apply a credit only when usage exceeds a threshold, commonly 1,000 kilowatt hours or 2,000 kilowatt hours. If a household uses 800 kilowatt hours in a mild spring month, that credit disappears and the effective rate spikes. This structure is disclosed in the EFL under PUCT rules, but it is easy to miss if a consumer only reads the headline rate on a comparison site. Renewable energy or green charge. If a plan is marketed as 100% renewable, the cost of purchasing renewable energy certificates, RECs, may be embedded in the energy rate or listed as a separate line item. Either way, it is a retail side charge controlled by the rep. Line by line, the TDU delivery charges. This section of the bill is often labeled Encore Delivery Charges, Centerpoint Energy Delivery, AEP Texas Delivery, or TNMP delivery, depending on the territory. These four utilities serve nearly all of the ERCOT footprint. TDU delivery charge per kilowatt hour. This is a volumetric fee, meaning it scales with usage. As of 2025 PUCT approved tariffs, the per kilowatt hours delivery charge varies by utility. Encore, which serves the Dallas-Fort Worth area, charges residential customers approximately 3.8 cents per kilowatt hour in distribution charges. CenterPoint, serving Greater Houston, runs slightly higher at roughly 4.5 to 5 cents per kilowatt hour when all distribution components are combined. AEP Texas and TNMP vary by subterritory. These figures are public record and available on each utility's PUCT filed tariff. TDU base, or customer charge. Separate from the per kilowatt hours delivery fee, TDUs also charge a flat monthly customer fee. Oncor's residential base charge is approximately $3.42 per month. CenterPoint's is approximately $4.39 per month. This fee appears on the bill, regardless of how much electricity the household uses. Transmission charge. Some TDUs break out the cost of moving power across high-voltage transmission lines as a separate line item. This is still a delivery-side charge and is still regulated by the PUCT. It is not a REP charge. Ancillary and miscellaneous fees. TDU tariffs may include small fees for metering, advanced metering infrastructure, AMI recovery, or storm recovery. These are typically under $1 per month each, but are worth noting when comparing a total bill across months. Taxes and government fees. Near the bottom of most bills, readers will find a set of line items that neither the REP nor the TDU controls. State sales tax in Texas is 6.25% on electricity. Local municipalities can add up to 2% more, making the effective sales tax rate as high as 8.25% in some cities. Franchise fee or municipal gross receipts fee compensates the city for the use of public rights-of-way by the utility. The rate varies by municipality and is typically passed through to the customer. Transition charges may appear if a utility is recovering costs from assets stranded during deregulation. These are small and have diminished over time as older bonds mature. How to calculate your true effective rate? The only number that matters for comparison purposes is the all-in effective rate, total dollars billed divided by total kilowatt hours used. For example, if a bill totals $148 and the household used 1,100 kilowatt hours, the effective rate is approximately 13.5 cents per kilowatt hour. That figure already includes the energy charge, the TDU delivery fees, the base charges, and the taxes. The PUCT requires EFs to disclose average prices at 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt hours usage levels for exactly this reason. Use the column that matches a household's typical monthly usage. EFLs are available through the PUCT's Power to Choose website at powertochoose.org. When switching providers will not lower this bill. If a bill is high primarily because of elevated TDU delivery charges, switching REPs will not solve the problem. Delivery charges are the same for every provider in a territory. The only retail side levers are the energy charge, the base charge, and the plan structure. Conversely, if the energy charge rate is above 14 cents per kilowatt hour on a fixed plan and local market rates have dropped, comparing offers on Power to Choose is worth the 15 minutes it takes. The EIA reported the average Texas residential retail rate at approximately 13.2 cents per kilowatt hour in late 2024. Meaning any fixed plan priced well above that warrants a comparison before the contract renews. A quick reference, what each charge means, line item set by, can switching help? Base. Energy charge, REP yes. Customer charge, REP yes. Usage threshold credit, REP yes. TDU per kilowatt hours delivery, TDU PUCT regulated, no. TDU customer charge, TDU PUCT regulated, no. Transmission charge, TDU PUCT regulated, no. State sales tax, state of Texas, no. Municipal franchise fee, local government, no. A Texas electricity bill is more legible than it first appears. Once the retail and delivery sides are separated, the math is straightforward. The EFL for any plan on the market provides the numbers needed to run that math before signing a contract, not after.